Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's another one coming your way, the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. That's right. I'm telling you what, it keeps getting more and more exciting. You know, Making Eight has big news to bring to you. The PBR tomorrow night kicks off their season. That's right. Round one from New York City is coming at you, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a wild one. We've got our Making Eight Maniacs heading up there now. It's going to be wild. We've got Miss Shannon of Taylor Truck and Auto. She's out there hanging out, sending you some tweets and some pictures, and I'm telling you, she's sending you some good ones. We're absolutely loving it. It is, you know, such a cool thing to have her there, and, you know, We're excited about it. We're excited for her. We know that Miss Kat Johnson and also Miss Karen, who is joining us here in the chat room today. Thank you, Miss Karen. We know that you guys are heading out there to New York City. Y'all better get a grip now. We're looking for some pictures. You guys can get back and post them on BuckersNow.com. We've got a group fan page there. Make sure that if you're already signed up with Buckers Now that you get over there and join the group, the PBR fan group. And you guys can post your pictures up right there. It'll be a nice little slide. And, you know, our goal, we'd really like to be able to have you fans posting your pictures from every one of these events this year. As many of them as we can get out there, you know, you Buckers Now fans or you Making Eight Maniacs, you guys can get out to these events. If you guys can take pictures of what you guys are seeing out there, post them out there on BuckersNow.com so that way we have an opportunity to see how things are going with you, the fans. Absolutely love to do it. I see that Miss Karen is just excited. I know that Miss Kat Johnson is as well. And we want to say a big old howdy to you. We sure do appreciate y'all tuning in. Y'all are just our loyal listeners, and we're having a blast with you guys. Got to get right down to it. How about Shane Hanchey? Have you guys seen the Twitter post coming up? I know Miss Barbara actually posted it out there and want to thank you for that. Got up this morning and checked my Twitter, and sure enough, Shane Hanchey, the athlete of the week in his hometown back in Louisiana, nice little interview with him, some great highlight footage of him out there just doing some roping. You talk about a dedicated guy. And, you know, even Mesa Pate posted a comment this morning about him and, you know, what he's doing. You know, he's a hero to all of us, really. I mean, he's a great role model for kids, really is. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know firsthand because, you know, that young kid even gave my 11-year-old son his phone number to text message back and forth, you know, and really developed a friendship with him. And you know, I mean, for an 11-year-old kid, you know, it almost brings a tear to my eye to see what kind of dedication he has for his fans. And that's why we're so proud to have him as a friend, as well as, you know, somebody that we feature here on Making Eight. I'm telling you, he is just a great guy. So you guys get over to Shane Hanchey. Congratulate him for being the athlete of the week there in his hometown. Talk about a great kid. And he's got a long future in the PRCA. We're going to see him back many years at the NFR, there's no doubt. So I'm telling you, more news keeps coming down the wire. It's just exciting. I can hardly sit still. You know, I'm running 110 miles an hour trying to get lined up for what we have going on, but at the same time, I keep getting fired up about, you know, about this whole, you know, weekend with the PBR invading New York. Just seeing tweets come across the line right now that Brendan Clark is out there with Ms. Alley, and they're shooting you some pictures. So get over to Twitter. Make sure you go check out those pics from Brendan as well. I'm actually going to try to get over and follow him myself. Let me see what he's got going on here. I know that I'm sure that he's got some really cool pictures, you know, and we look forward to seeing him out there. That's right. Look at it. You know, Brendan and Allie sitting down there on the streets of New York. They're ready to get the job done. I know that they're excited about the season. So, I'm seeing that one of our big maniacs is going to have to pass on our show today. Wow, what a shame. I want to send you all, you know, you guys send your prayers out towards Miss Donna. She is not doing so well. She's having a rough go at it. You know, so y'all make sure to get over and say your prayers for Miss Donna. Also, I actually just got a text from Matt Owen, you know, of course, the Buckers Now, and he just sent a message out saying that there was a accident right in front of him, and it looks like it's pretty bad. They got the jaws of life out and everything else. So y'all send a prayer out that way, too, for those families. Hey, we got a cool show set up for you today. We may or may not have some guests on board. You guys just have to stick around and find out. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk more rodeo, we'll talk more PBR, we'll talk more IFR. We got a whole lot coming your way. Our first break is brought to you by Lazy J and Rodeo Safety One. That's right. They're going to be a big part. They're going to be out at the IFR next week. Y'all get a chance to go check out their website. Go check them out. And you guys are going to hear us talking about them a lot next week on Making Eight and Buckers Now. Don't go anywhere, Making Eight Maniacs. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com.
Aloha, aloha, hey. Aloha, hey. Aloha, hey. Aloha, hey. Dixie was a lady and a rodeo queen. Billy was a lover, oh, you know what I mean. Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so. Billy, he looked at Dixie, looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. The higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. He rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and bounced again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of war. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spent a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show.
loads of pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun, and the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
Five-time world champion Rob Smets, you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8. That's right, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And I'm telling you, we're not just your official voice for Buckers Now, but we are about to set things off in a big way. We are about to be the voice for the PBF. We're about to be the voice for the IPRA. Make no mistake about it there, Making 8 Maniacs. What we have jumped into this year for 2011 is something huge. Big for you, the fans, big for everybody involved, and that's exactly why we're here. And that's, you know, we are just so excited. I'm seeing in the chat room that Miss Sandy is actually having some issues with her sound. Miss Sandy, I apologize to you. I know about your connections out that way. You know, but while she's not on the line, I'm going to kind of boast about her. You know, Sandy is such a great person with 2G Bucking Bulls. And, you know, she actually brought a tear to my eye this morning. I had a chance to speak with her on the phone. And she's really excited about Making 8 coming out there and being a part of what they're doing with the IFR. And we're just pleased with the opportunity. And it's because of people like Sandy that helped make that happen. So you guys make sure to thank her for that. But, you know, that she put on a benefit bull ride for Cody Williams, who passed away this past year. And, you know, she informed me that his parents are actually going to be there and during the bucking sale and want to come up and meet me. And that just, you know, it was very overwhelming to know that they really want to take the opportunity to sit down with me as well. You know, I was just amazed. I really was. Could not believe it. But we are just so pleased. And thank you, Miss Sandy, with 2G Bucking Bulls. Thank you to both you and your husband for what you guys have done for Making 8. We are just really excited for it. So, like I said, I know you – I'm not sure if you can hear or not, but we're going to kind of talk about you while we have a chance. Love all of you Making 8 Maniacs. You guys are just so fantastic. Just saw down the wire here. How about this? Gary Allen, and, of course, one of my personal favorites, one of my heroes, one of my fellow brothers, you know, Gunnery Sergeant Robert Lee Emery is going to be debuted on the Built for Tough Series telecast. I'm excited for it. Cannot wait. I'm like, you know, this guy is a Marine, which, you know, I myself am as well. You know, Brett Weldon, a good friend of mine, you guys see him out there on Facebook. He's another Marine. You know, we're all kind of a band of brothers. And to see somebody like, you know, the Gunny, and, you know, to see him take out and be a part of the rodeos and the bull riding, oh, I'm excited. I'm so fired up about this deal. I can't hardly sit still. You know, he's been a hero to me, you know, growing up through the years. Obviously, he's well known for his movie debut in Full Metal Jacket, but he also has several other deals that he has done. You know, I know he's done stuff with the Military Channel, and, you know, the cool thing is he is actually a former Marine. That's what made him such a great actor in that movie, is because he portrayed what he actually is, you know, and that for me was just, you know, it was amazing. I could not believe it. Now, I see that Miss Sandy is finally able to get back here with us and get some sound. Miss Sandy, thank you for being able to stick with us and join us here. Now, you Making Eight Maniacs, don't go telling her what I ended up saying here while she was gone, okay? Because you know that we had to talk about 2G Bucking Bulls just a little bit here today. But anyways, I'm fired up about it. I cannot wait to see these the Built for Tough Series telecast. I'm excited for it, and we're ready to go. We're ready to get into some bull riding action. We're ready for these guys to start getting out there and showing us what 2011 is all about. I'm fired up. Making Eight is also, you know, looking to bring you some stuff. I'm going to talk about it here a little bit later on in our show, I believe. But tomorrow night, New York City, I'm telling you what, you know, and you guys are already seeing the tweets come across. You're seeing the pictures come across. You know, we've got Brendan Clark just posting his deal. We've got Miss Shannon out there of Taylor Truck and Auto sending her pictures and posts. You know, we know that Miss Kat Johnson and Miss Karen are going to be joining her this weekend. And we just look forward to all the pictures for the ones that cannot make it out there, the behind the scenes. But I'm telling you, I'm jealous. Oh, man, I'm so fired up, you know. Wish there was a way that we could be there, and who knows, you know, one of these days it's going to come where all of us can get together and hang out. And what a cool way to do it, to be able to hang out with Making Eight. And, you know, I see Miss Helen in there posting the comment. Yes, Miss Shannon has been absolutely wonderful with this. She's been doing great and keeping all of us informed on what's going on outside of the arena, outside the Madison Square Garden. And I know that you guys are also putting up hashtags. So you guys make sure that if you're on Twitter, you guys are hashtagging PBRMSG. That's PBR Madison Square Garden, MSG. So make sure you guys hashtag that so that way we can all keep in touch and keep in the same loop, okay? It's going to be real important. But make sure you guys get over to BuckersNow.com as well. Post your pictures as you guys are getting them made up. If you've got them on your computer, please upload them there to BuckersNow.com for us so we can all see what's going on and take part in, you know, that's like the one big community. That's what it's designed for. We've got the PBR fan page set up. So you guys get over there, post, you know, and make sure you classify what event it is, because as we get into the season, you know, here in 2011, we want to keep up. So make sure you put New York City or, you know, Sacramento next week or you know, just wherever you are. If you're going to be there and you're going to have the opportunity to take pictures and post them there, please make sure you specify what events they are so that way we know and we can follow along all year long. It'd be really cool. You know, we want to see how many events that you guys are getting out to and how many pictures we can get up there. So that's kind of my challenge for you, the Making Eight Maniacs. Let's see. I see I'm trying to just scan down through here, and I'm seeing some good comments coming in. You know, Miss Barbara's throwing up the link there for Shane's interview. That is absolutely, you know, just the coolest thing to know that we've associated and developed a friendship with him. And he is so into what you guys think about him. You know, that's the one thing that we do, you know, during our video broadcasts and during our things, you know, that's the first thing he does is how many people are tuning in? What are they saying about me? You know, what's going on? He loves to have you guys, the response from you guys, and we're able to do that. So you guys make sure to continue to pass the word on about him. Make sure to get over there to Shane Hansey's Twitter page and tell him thank you for what he's doing for us. You know, he's also on Facebook, so make sure to get over there and follow him. And I'm telling you, what a great kid. You know, I mean, when he actually handed my son the winning pick and string, the one that he used in the final round there at the Cajun Classic, and handed that to my son, and then gave him his phone number, you know, and said, hey, buddy, text me, you know. I mean, you know, my kid pulled out of there saying, Shane Hansey is my hero. And to me, you know, these bull riders, the PPR bull riders that we're getting on board with us, they're all the same way, you know. These guys take that opportunity to be that role model for us and for our kids. Man, I'm telling you, you cannot ask for a better group of people to be around. You know, and that's right, Miss Kat, you do have to watch that because you do know that he does watch the chat room, and he watches it very closely. I loved it, though. It was great that you were out there talking about what you were talking about. We had a great time with him and look forward to having him back throughout the season. Shane will be a part of us. You know, he is very excited about you and what you guys are doing, so make sure to keep staying up to date with him and show him the support throughout the season. That's right. I see Miss Helen. You know, and even some of the bull riders. You know, Mesa Pate sent me a message this morning saying how Shane is her hero. You know, that says a lot. Says a lot. It really does. Yeah, Miss Helen, I see that. You know, it is. It's just spectacular that a guy like Shane would do that for you know, my son. But he'd do it for any of the kids. He didn't do it just because, you know, for mine. He did it because he recognized that Austin looked up to him, and so that's exactly what he did. And man, I'm telling you, you know, role models like that are hard to find unless you're in the rodeo industry or unless you're in the bull riding industry. You just don't see a family like that anymore. While we're sitting here waiting along, I got to tell you, we're going to kind of jump off task here. Next week, the IFR is getting underway, and Macon 8 is going to be there. That's right. We're heading out Monday. We've got some great sponsors on board with us, and we're going to be promoting them. You guys are going to be hearing a lot. Make sure you guys get involved with our sponsors, please. We could not have put this thing together in, you know, 48 or 56 hours like we did without our sponsors. And, you know, so please make sure that you guys continue to support them, you know, throughout the season. Tell them that, you know, thank you for what they were provided for us at Macon 8. You know, we're gonna let you know about our sponsors and who they are as the weeks continue. And really, we're actually going to kind of throw it out there today. Lazy J Rodeo Safety One is one of our ones that jumped on board with us. They're excited about what we're doing, and they wanted to be a part of it. And we're happy and excited for that. Mr. Jim Lyles, who we had out there at the NFR, calling into our radio show, a great guy. And he's a big supporter of Macon 8 and you fans as to what we're doing here. So we want to continue to support him as well. He's the one that provides those safety barriers that you see at the PBR, and you see him at the NFR. So yeah, make sure that you guys you know, support him, show him your support, tell him thank you. I got to tell you though, you know, we've got a lot more. We've got a few more that have jumped on board here just within 56 hours. You know, that we put this deal together, everybody took part, and they were just really excited about the opportunity we had to bring you, the fans, so much coverage of the IFR. And I'm telling you, we are going to be bringing you 7 days of a lot of coverage. Actually, 6 days. We've got 8 broadcasts in 6 days. So think about that. You know, and 2 of them are going to be almost all day long, rotating through constantly. You guys are going to be able to jump on board with that. And then we've got, you know, a couple of days where there's going to be actually 2 broadcasts a day. Huge. Absolutely huge. We've got some special things coming your way. We're still waiting on confirmation on one of them, but I'm going to kind of go ahead and let you on as to what it is. I got a word yesterday that there's going to be a ladies' luncheon out there, and Miss Sandy can actually help out with that. She can give you the link as to where it's going or what the benefit is for, but it's a ladies' luncheon that's going to be going on Thursday, and the guest speaker is going to be Miss Elsie Frost, none other than, that's right, Miss Elsie Frost. Mother of Lane Frost is going to be there speaking, and we're going to have an opportunity to bring you that footage. So we're still waiting on 100% confirmation, but it sounds pretty promising right now, so that's why we went ahead and let the cat out of the bag. I apologize if something happens and we can't get over there, but that's what it sounds like right now. And, of course, like I said, Miss Sandy's going to let you know if we can get her to post the link as to what that benefit is for. It's for a great cause, a young lady that was I believe either injured or killed in a rodeo accident, and this money goes to benefit that. So I see Ms. Kat saying out there that I'll be the only man, and I don't believe I will be the only man out there. I know that most people have the opportunity, you know, or want the opportunity to be able to sit down and listen to Miss Elsie Frost in her speak, and that was my first reaction was when I heard that she was going to be there. That we were gonna try to get something set up and just be there to listen. You know, I was ecstatic. I said, I've got to go hear her. And they said, well, you know, if you're interested, maybe we can make a way for you to bring the broadcast. And when I heard that, I said, yes, ma'am. That's where it's all about, is bringing you, the fans, that kind of exposure. So you all will have an opportunity Thursday. And if you missed that opportunity, make sure to go back and check out the replay during the week. I mean, you know, where else are you going to find you know, rodeo footage, bull riding footage during the week, all week long, you know. Granted, you know, we know that the PBR is going on the weekend, but hey, there's a lot more stuff going on out there in the world during the week that you guys can be a part of right here on Making Eight and Buckers Now. I'm telling you, it's just absolutely crazy. Thank you, Miss Sandy, for posting that information. That's right. The Amanda Westmeyer Foundation. That's where the proceeds are going for the ladies' luncheon, where Miss Elsie will be speaking. And so we're going to have a great time with that. What, man, what a privilege and what an honor it is going to be for us to get in and just listen to her speak, let alone the ability to be able to bring the broadcast if that, that road opens up. So, man, you talk about exciting. Wow. Just gives me chills just thinking about it. I'm fired up. I mean, it's going to be a busy week, but we've got some guests that are going to be stopping by here at Making Eight. Some of them you know well, some of them you may not know well, but we're gonna let you know about them. It's gonna be wild. We're gonna have just the absolute most fun. 2G bucking bulls. We're gonna get out there. I think Thursday after the ladies' luncheon, I'm gonna try to head up that way, depending on the weather. Now I hear later on towards the weekend that the weather's supposed to lighten up a little bit. I know it's gonna be cold those first few days, but you know, we look to try to get out there to the 2G ranch and go hang out and spend some time, and we're going to send you some tweets and some updates as to how things are going out there with Miss Sandy. So you look forward to that. We're going to go invade the 2G Ranch. It's going to be a lot of fun. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to us all week long. And what you guys miss, make sure to go back and check out the archives so that way you can get caught up, because we're not going to have time to sit down and recap things until we get back from Oklahoma. That is when we'll be able to sit down and sort of go over things that as they went along and as they happened. So, you know, who knows? When we're at the rodeo, you'll never know what's going to happen, and we're ready for it. I mean, we're excited about just the possibilities of us being able to bring you so much footage, so much coverage from there. I just can't, you know, I can't tell you enough how excited we are. We got about 30 minutes left in our show here, Making Eight Maniacs. Looking to take your call, too. You know what? That's what I forgot to even throw out the phone line. 646-915-9940. If you want to jump on here and give us a call, you know, make sure to do that. Yes, Miss Helen, it will be broadcasted on Ustream. If you go to making8.com, you will see the link, the window to look for. But Buckersnow.com. It's going to be featuring both the player and the chat room right there on the homepage. So all you've got to do is go to buckersnow.com. You can, you know, when you click in the chat room, you can log on right there and just stay right there on Buckers Now and watch the broadcast. It's going to be a blast. And that way you guys can get involved with us as we're there at the arena. We're going to try to get back with you. Sometimes we may or may not. You know, we may be running into some issues, you know, so it'll be bouncing back and forth. You guys just stay tuned to us, though. Make sure that you guys recruit everybody and let them know that BuckersNow.com is where the broadcast and the chat room are both going to be. So, you know, I see that there's a lot of our fans out there really enjoying Buckers Now, and we sure appreciate it. You know, we ran into some issues this morning with the, you know, with some of the footage. We actually got booted off, and then we had to go back, but we got it back online, and everything is up and running. So we got some cool things rolling your way.
Backwoods boy, grew up on a dirt road. I'm a backwoods boy, with no better place to go. Waiting on a deer, wishing on a star. I'll always be true to my heart. I'm a backwoods boy. I'm a backwoods boy.
Okay, I'm a little shocked here. What is going on here? I don't know if my computer just... Oh, wait a second. We've got a caller on the line. Let's see if we can bring in our guest of the day. That's right, 918, Mr. Austin Meyer. You're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How's it going your way?
Oh, shoot, bud. We're getting fired up, man. We have got the fans on board, and we're ready for some PBR action.
Perfect, perfect. Well, we're headed up that way. I'll hear in a couple hours, and shoot, be ready to go tomorrow night to take it back off for the new season.
Yes, sir. Well, I know that you guys are excited about it. First off, man, I got to tell you, happy birthday from the Making Eight fans that are out here in our chat room today. To you and your wife both, man. I know you guys. Did you guys have a good birthday?
Yeah, we did. We sure did. Had a good day, and you know, she just celebrated another birthday that God gave us. So it's nice, and you know, hopefully I can have a belated birthday present with, you know, winning New York. You know, that sure be nice. I know all of us that got our birthdays right around there, that's what we look for. So
yes, sir, most definitely. Yeah, and you know what, though? Your fans are definitely pulling for you, man. Our fans that are here now, you know, they're so appreciative that you're taking the time out to talk with them a little bit, but they are just excited. Did your wife get her hog yesterday?
Well, we ended up not getting to go yesterday evening. She was kind of feeling a little bit under the weather yesterday evening, and so I told her, I said, shoot, we don't have a season on hogs down here. It's just go get them when you can. So whenever I get back from Sacramento, we're going to get back after them and see if we can get her one down, because after I leave here in a few hours, I'll be gone till after I get back from Sac. So.
Wow. So you're going to be out of town. It's actually kind of interesting because you're heading out of Oklahoma tomorrow, but we're heading into Oklahoma next Monday. We're going to be out there all week long. So.
Yep, definitely, definitely.
You're leaving at a good time because I hear there's some cold weather brewing in down there next week.
Yeah, it's supposed to be real bad here. The north wind just picked up here just a little bit ago and it's going to start blowing that cold weather in on us. You know, they're talking about snow and ice and all kinds of nasty cold stuff coming. So I was teasing my buddy because, you know, this is the last week of deer season for us that's happening this week. And I was telling my buddy, I said, yeah, I said, you're going to be out there in that snow chasing a big buck, and I'm going to be out in the snow dragging my bag somewhere. And he laughed, you know. So, yeah, I mean, for the hunters, we're looking forward to the cold, but for cattle ranchers, and heck, that's what we're doing right now is feeding some cows. And you know, that ain't much fun feeding in that kind of weather.
That's for sure. Well, speaking of your hunting season, now we've been following you on Twitter. We've seen a lot of your pictures, and we followed a lot of your comments about being out in the woods all night long. You know, just about we see you out there late at night. We see you out there tweeting from your hole there early in the morning. How did your hunting season go this year?
As far as putting big bucks down, I didn't have any luck this year. Definitely got to chase some big ones, seen some big ones. I just wasn't able to connect with them. But as far as the eating side of things go, the season was great. You know, got our freezers full of some really good venison and elk meat. So definitely enjoying that. We had some elk New York strips the other night, and they were definitely tender and delicious. So that's definitely the bonus of being able to get some does down and a nice elk, because, you know, one thing like the old guys always say is you can't eat the horns. So, you know, it's nice to be able to have that meat to eat and for our family to eat too. So,
yes, sir, you're right about that. And, you know, and it would figure that you're not going to be out there in Oklahoma area, because otherwise I'd have to stop by and grab me a little bit of that, man. It just sounds so good. You're making me hungry.
Yeah, I hear you. It is, man. It's especially the way we cook it. I mean, we cook it about every way you can imagine it. And you know, we enjoy it. You know, we hardly ever eat beef. We enjoy our venison and elk and just do it up that way.
Yes, sir. Well, now, earlier this week, you were actually heading up to Kansas. You had a photo shoot to do, correct?
Well, it wasn't Kansas. It was Batesville, Arkansas, which ain't far from the Missouri line or the Kansas line. You know, it's up north there. But, yeah, I went up there for Bad Boy Mowers. Got our photo shoot done for the new 2011 autograph cards and posters, all that sorts. And, you know, shoot, I skin in there. I left about five that morning from the house. Took me about a little over 5 hours to get up there. Shot some footage, ate some lunch, and loaded back and headed back home. And got back to the house to enjoy some dinner.
Yeah, I know that was a busy day for you, but the rest of the weekend is going to probably be that way as well. Now, you're flying out tonight, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any plans to be out anywhere tomorrow as far as autograph signings or anything like that?
Not for autograph signings outside of the venue Saturday when doors open. I've got an autograph signing for Bad Boy Mowers on the concourse. But other than that, like, we get in there tonight and we got to do some video stuff for the PBR either tonight or first thing bright and early before sunrise tomorrow morning. And then, you know, we've got some meetings with the PBR and, you know, doing that business stuff and then that autograph signing Saturday for Bad Boy.
Okay. Now, how about Sunday? Do you have anything planned? We've actually got some of our fans that are tuning in right now are going to be there in New York for the Invitational, and they want to know where to go find you at if they can get some autographs.
Perfect. Just hit me up on the concourse. I'll be there as soon as the doors open Saturday evening. And
Okay. They
find the Bad Boy booth, and I'll be there signing autographs for about 30 minutes once the doors open. And so tell them get in line and, heck, come get an autograph.
Right on, man. I know they're looking forward to that, buddy. Just being able to have the opportunity to hear from you a little bit during this off season, they're fired up, they're ready to go, and they're already making plans. They said, yeah, that's one of the places they're going to make sure they can stop at to get over and see you. So you can look forward to that, man. Like I said, really, we're really behind you. Looking forward to 2011. You feeling good right now going into it?
Yeah, definitely. Last couple of weeks, I've got on some Bulls over at my cousin's house. Things looked good, felt good. Just now ready to go do it for some money. I got a good Bull drawing for tomorrow night, and, you know, hopefully start off with a bang and roll right into the pay window at the end of the weekend.
Excellent, man, and we're definitely behind you on that. We'll definitely be pulling for you, and I want to wish you the best of luck there as well as Sacramento, you know, because I know that, like you said, you're taking right off and going straight from New York out there to Sacramento. So I want to wish you best of luck out there, man, and just know that the our Making 8 fans and your fans are all behind you. We're definitely pulling for you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, and heck, we'll look forward to meeting some of the people and all that at different autograph signings, different venues and events throughout the year.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. And, you know, if you get some time here later on, you know, throughout the season, we'd love to have you back on just to check in with us and find out how things are going with you. We know that during the summer break, we're going to really kind of hunt you down if you're not out in the woods or out there in a fishing hole somewhere.
Yep, I hear you, man. That'll be good stuff.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Well, hey, Austin, thanks for taking the time out, buddy. We appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night and the rest of the weekend. And we look forward to watching you, buddy.
All right, thanks. We'll see y'all later.
All right. Well, how about it there, Making 8 Maniacs? That's right. One of our good callers here, our frequent callers here now, Austin Meyer, taking time out to talk with you, Making 8 Maniacs. It's wild. It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it. You know, the really cool thing is that you, the Making 8 Maniacs, just heard from him. Now you know where he's going to be. You'll have the opportunity to get out there. And, you know, if you're going to be at the New York event, Miss Kat, Miss Karen, hey, y'all stop by out there and make sure you tell them, hey, we heard you on the Making 8 show. That'll really make things, you know, great for us as well as you, because now he knows who he's talking to, you know, when he's out there. And he knows that you guys are listening to him. Can be real important. So I know you Making 8 Maniacs out there just going to let him know and look forward to seeing some of those pictures. Now, we got to get some pictures of y'all, especially with guys like Austin Meyer, Sean Willingham, Brendan Clark, you know. We want to see those pictures because you guys are the fans of, you know, that have been following these guys along during the offseason. So absolutely wonderful. We certainly appreciate Austin taking the time out here to jump on board with us. And, you can expect probably bigger things from him. But, hey, what a birthday present that would be for him to come out in New York with the win and be able to go hit that paycheck window. I know it's a cool thing. We're going to definitely be rooting him on. So, you know, definitely best of luck to Austin Meyer, and thanks for taking the time. Let's see. I'm seeing some of the comments. Miss Kat Johnson said that she tends to try to leave the guys alone, but yes, she said that she would do that for us, and we certainly. definitely appreciate it, you know. And that's really respectful, but, you know, it really is for the fans. We want to get them out there. We want to get them aware, of, you know, these athletes, these bull riders aware of the fact that, hey, you know, with them calling in the show, you guys are listening, and you guys are that voice, and you guys can be that voice for us here. They see it firsthand. It makes them walk away feeling like they've done the right thing for you guys, and they absolutely love it, and we get more of them involved. So, yes, absolutely. See Ms. Jen's comment in there, you know, and really that's the big thing. It's just telling them, hey, thanks for, you know, for taking the time to jump on the show. It makes them feel better, and it makes them realize that, hey, you know, their fans are listening to them, and they're going to continue to be a part of that. Absolutely, and like I said, we can't thank you guys enough, but you got to get pictures so we can post them up there on the PBR fan page there on BuckersNow.com, and we can see your tweets and get all kinds of jealous and fired up, you know, because the earliest Built for Tough Series event I think we're going to be at is probably going to be Tampa in April. So, yeah, it's just one of them deals, you know. But, hey, we're having a great time. We got a little bit less than 20 minutes left in the show. What do you say we start off, or we take another break? And, of course, you know what? This next break is going to be brought to you by Humps and Horns. That's right. Humps and Horns is taking part of what Making Eight is doing during the IFR next week. And when we come back, we're going to start wrapping things up. So don't go anywhere, Making Eight Maniacs. You're listening to Lunch Hour Radio Show on MakingEight.com.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself rocked off, started, couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys, they never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running the mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, started, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8. That's right. Your official voice of BuckersNow.com. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today, and I see we've got some late ones jumping on board. If you missed the first part of this show, you might ought to get back and listen to it. Just had Austin Meyer here with us. Man, what a great day it was to have him. What a way to wrap up the week here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with somebody like him. You know, we started things off with Sean Willingham on Monday. We finished things off with Austin Meyer as he gets ready to take off and head towards New York and talk with you, the fans. It's fantastic. I'm telling you, you know, and of course, we've got one more show, our Back on the Ranch show, Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, does anybody know what the actual time of the television broadcast is going to be Sunday? I wasn't sure if it is actually going to be at night or if it was going to be during the day. I'm hoping it's during the day and won't conflict with the Back on the Ranch show Sunday night, but I'm not 100%. I haven't even had time to check. So if one of you fans out there can kind of check that out for us and find out when the television broadcast is going to be of the New York Invitational, please let us know so that way we can kind of work on things. But how about humps and horns, you know, contributing, helping out, making eight as we get ready to take off and head out there to the IFR next week? Wow. Going to be a wild one, I'm telling you. A lot of broadcasts. We get out there Monday afternoon. We start things off Tuesday with some video broadcasts. No Lunch Hour Rodeo shows next week, unfortunately. I'm sorry for it. I wish we could do the radio broadcast, but there's just not going to be enough time. And that's the key thing, is just the time. We're going to be on video. So you guys are going to have an opportunity to see us. You're going to have an opportunity to see what we're doing firsthand and then get over there on the chat room. BuckersNow.com is broadcasting it there through Ustream, but BuckersNow will have the chat room and the video player up, so you guys can get right over there and check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's right. I see Miss Cat posting it out there that NBC is actually broadcasting Sunday, so the Sunday broadcast. It should be I think if Versus is doing it, it may conflict with our Back on the Ranch show. But you know what? We're going to do it anyways. You know, y'all will have an opportunity to see it. That's right, 1:30 p.m. Central Time, which will make it 2:30 here on the East Coast. Our Back on the Ranch show will be Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you guys can tune in and check that out. And we're going to talk. We're going to talk some PBR. We're going to talk about the first weekend of the 2011 season for the Built for Tough series, and then we're going to get things fired up and get things raring to go for the IFR all next week. You know, and it's not just the IPRA that we're broadcasting. We're also giving you coverage of the Professional Bullfighters Tour, and, you know, they've been kind of asleep for the last couple of years. A lot of fans have not been able to have the opportunity to watch them. This is not a freestyle competition. This is actually a protection-style competition. They're going to have teams, and they're doing it all day Tuesday and all day Wednesday, and Making 8 will be there bringing you the coverage. So you guys stay tuned to that. We've actually got another caller on the line. Let's see if we can get him out here for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. 435 area code. You're with us on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Jim Lyles calling in.
Well, howdy, Mr. Jim Lyles. How are you, sir?
We're doing well. Enjoying the show. Just sitting here having a little tough time with the computer part of it, but I'm kind of electronically challenged. I just wanted to make sure to invite everybody out to the IFR, the IPRA finals there in Oklahoma City. And if anybody's in that general Oklahoma City area, they really need to get out. It's a great show. They'll have a lot of good contestants there. We'll be giving away some brand new vests to Josh Baker and Sean Miner. We'll be doing that there at our booth. So there's going to be a lot going on all week there. So come on out.
Most definitely. And you know we're going to be there as well. And, of course, we just made that announcement today that Lazy J and Rodeo Safety One is actually taking part in the you know, in that program and helping contribute to making sure that Making 8 can be there. And so we're going to be doing a lot of things for you. And I don't know if you caught that in the first part of our show, but you are our featured sponsor here for the day's show this morning or at the beginning of the show. And we sure do appreciate what you guys are doing for us, and we look forward to bringing the fans the opportunity to find out more about Rodeo Safety One as far as and Lazy J.
Well, we sure appreciate everything you're doing, and I just wanted to get on here and kind of remind everybody that if you're in that Oklahoma City area, you need to get out. I know it's cold. Get out and do something. Get off that couch, turn the TV off, and get out and go watch good rodeo.
That's right, and there's no doubt it is going to be fantastic all week long. You know, it's going to be great, and we do have a lot of our fans that are going to be heading out that way. You know, we've got several of them that are going to be there, so we all look forward to getting over there and seeing you, Mr. Lyle. It's going to be a great time.
All right, and good luck to you, and we'll see you there.
Yes, sir. Take care. All right, they're Making 8 Maniacs. That's right. None other than Mr. Jim Lyle with Lazy J and Rodeo Safety One. It's going to be a great opportunity. You guys make sure to get over there and check them out when we get out there to Oklahoma. We're going to be there having a great time. I actually see, man, phone lines are lighting up. Yes, West Coast PBR is Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on Versus at 9:30 p.m. So with that being said, you know, we are going to have our Back on the Ranch show. So whether you're able to tune in or not, we understand. If you miss it, make sure to go and check back and listen to the archives as we get ready, and we're going to wrap up. We're going to talk about the PBR, and, you know, we're going to be watching the earlier broadcast and bringing you that action. So, you know, we're fired up. We're ready to go, and we're going to have a lot of PBR to talk about as well as leading into the IFR and what we have going on next week. So Back on the Ranch show, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is when we're going to bring that to you. And you guys can stay tuned to that. But in the meantime, we've got less than 10 minutes left in our show. We've got another caller on the line, and y'all know him very well. He's the king of our cowboy logic, Mr. Cody Burleson. Cody.
Hey, what's up, Scott and Making 8 Maniacs? How are y'all today?
Fantastic, buddy, fantastic. We're ready for some cowboy logic. What do you have?
All righty. When you give a personal lesson in meanness to a person or a critter, don't be surprised if they learn it.
Very good, man. Very good. I'll tell you what, that's the way to do it, man. That's some great cowboy logic for the day. Brought to you by PBR News for You, Mr. Cody Burleson. Cody, we sure appreciate you taking the time to jump on board, man. Hey, tomorrow night, PBR New York City, and we're not going to get to see it till Saturday, but you know we're going to be following our Making 8 Maniacs that are going to be up there.
Yeah, heck, buddy. I'll actually be on my way out to Illinois again tomorrow night myself. So I don't know. I'll see if I can't get on my cell phone here on the internet and check out Twitter and keep in touch with y'all.
Yeah, make sure you do that, man. Let us know how your performance goes out there in Illinois as well. And shoot, buddy, stay warm. I think it's gonna be chilly up that way.
Oh, it ain't that bad.
I don't know, man. It is for a Florida guy, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, that's all y'all know is heat.
I know, right? Well, we do have a cold front blowing through here this week, but I think it's only going to bring us down to the 40s and 60s during the day. So we've been in the 70s and darn near 80 here most of the week.
Yeah. All right. Hey, buddy. Well, I got to get going here. I don't want to eat up the rest of your time, and I got a short lunch today.
Sure.
So.
Well,
all right, man.
Much.
Yes, sir. I will call in tomorrow with the with pretty much the last Cowboy Logic for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show this week. All righty?
Actually, today is the last Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, buddy. It's only Monday through Thursday, man. What happened on your day off? I know, right?
Well, then, you know what? Let me throw this one out because this right here will actually lead into PBR, especially for the young guns just starting out.
Okay.
Good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment.
Very good, man. Very good. There's some good cowboy logic for the day, buddy. I cannot thank you enough. You're the new king of the cowboy logic right there, Cody Burleson.
All right, buddy. You take her easy. We'll catch you, I guess, on Back on the Ranch show Sunday night.
That's right, Bo. Talk at you later. Take care.
Bye. All right, see you, Scott.
All right, there, Making Eight Maniacs. There you have it, Mr. Burles, and bringing it to you. What an exciting deal. Had some great cowboy logic there coming at you. A lot of fun there. You've got to appreciate him. You've got to thank him for it. So y'all make sure to get over to PBR with you and thank him for the action and the stuff that he threw at us here today. Wow. Been a great show. Been a great week. What a way to wrap this up. You know, when we got up Monday and we started our lunch hour shows, had no idea that we would be heading out this next week to Oklahoma City. Now it's done. I've got my plane ticket. Be arriving about 3 o'clock in the afternoon Monday. And, you know, we've got our hotel reservation set up, courtesy of Humps and Horns. I want to thank them. It's going to be a wild one, I'm telling you. Y'all stay tuned all week long as we get ready to bring you the action from the IFR. But until then, y'all definitely make sure to tune in to Versus. Watch, you know, watch the PBR Invitational there, the Built for Tough Series debuts their 2011 season. Man, I'm fired up. Gotta stay tuned to all the Making Eight Maniacs and Buckers now so you guys can see the pictures as they get them on board. So until Sunday night when we're back on the ranch, you Making Eight Maniacs and Buckers Now fans, get a grip and happy trails.
Now.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.